Hey, welcome back to another episode of The Insanity Room. I'm your host, T. Insane. This episode is a special edition. It's my comedy episode edition. I'd like for y'all to sit back, relax, enjoy the show. Afterwards, send me in comments over voicemail. We can discuss some of the things that I joke about. But I want y'all to enjoy yourself, sit back, and enjoy my first ever comedy special. Know what I'm talking about? Man, I've been on Facebook. Scrolling through Facebook, seeing a lot. You can put a lot of stuff on Facebook. Now, I ain't gonna lie. Some of the shit on Facebook shouldn't be on Facebook. Like, some of y'all ladies, y'all are fucked up. Y'all some fucked up friends. I ain't gonna lie to you. Because y'all be holding a camera and shit for your girl, making her do shit, bucking her head up, and she be looking all fucked up. And y'all don't be saying nothing. Y'all be out there, bitch, go girl, it's your birthday, oh shit. And everybody around laughing and giggling and shit. This bitch too drunk to realize y'all making fun of her. Then the bitch go viral, and she think it's cute and shit. And now she running around here thinking she the shit. Bitch, you 400 pounds in a cat suit. Don't nobody want that. Ain't nobody looking at that. Everybody laughing at you. So when you go inside and do it again, them bitches got their camera ready. These the same hoes that if you get in a fight, will stand there and record your ass before they jump in and help you. Motherfucker be hollering, call the police on the phone, holding a fucking phone. They don't want to start recording. This shit going on world star. Let this bitch get her ass whooped till somebody else called the police. Ain't that a bitch? That's y'all friends. Fucking women, man. But on the other hand, they also have beautiful things. You know what I'm saying? You see some women doing some powerful things. Now, men, that's where we get it fucked up at, because we go to looking at Facebook and seeing shit on Facebook, and you go to getting into your fucking feelings, liking pictures and searching profiles, turning to motherfucking stalkers. Nigga, I got better shit to do than keep getting blocked off of Facebook because you keep liking a bitch pictures too much. The other day, I heard a nigga come in my job, he talking and shit, you know what I'm saying? Why this nigga keep liking all your motherfucking pics? What the fuck? Every time I go on Facebook, I'm seeing this same nigga. Smiley face, heart, nigga. Heart, smiley face. What type of shit that is? Bitch, if I see one more nigga drop a smiley face on your ass, I'ma kill you. Now you see, Facebook done got fucked up. They got hoes getting murdered off of emojis. I ain't got time for all that. That's why I only deal with my family and men. If you're a female on my page, you're a family member. Ain't nothing happening with none of us, so I'm good. If you're a male, you liable to be anybody because I fuck with males. I don't, you know, it's no disrespect to nobody, but I don't be friends with females on Facebook that ain't my family members. For one, bitches be stalking your pages and shit, trying to see what's going on in your house and shit like that. I don't have time for that. I work in healthcare. And if anybody know anything about fucking healthcare, they got some messy bitches in healthcare. You know, I don't have to say nothing. All I gotta do is sit back and listen. Like, them bitches being that bitch. Girl, that hoe was all on Facebook, posing, talking about living her best life. She looked nice, though. Yeah, she looked nice. Oh, you seen her hair? Yeah, her hair was good. That shit was laid out. Oh, I liked the dress she had on, too. And another whore be like, but did you see the fucking background, girl? Did you see her bedroom? That whole shit on the floor and come up in here acting like she the shit. Oh, here she come, girl. Oh, girl, I was just talking about your picture. You looked so nice. You were so cute. I bet y'all turned up. Y'all had a good time, huh? Next time y'all go, bitch, y'all better call me, invite me. Bitch walk up, yeah, but that hoe don't never clean her motherfucking house. Tell me about it, girl. I was looking at them other pictures in that nasty-ass car she got. Stains all over the place and shit. Oh, here she come again. Oh, you bitches know what y'all be doing. That'd be the funniest shit in the world to me. And then they walk up to you and talk to you like they somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, can I have this? No, you can't have that. Your attitude is kind of fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Ask again. I don't have to take this from you. Well, you don't have to take nothing from me, and you ain't got to get nothing from me neither, bitch. You ain't my old lady. You don't get your dusty looking ass from around me trying to act like you high and mighty. Bitch, I just heard these hoes out here talking about you. Ain't nobody talking about me. Yeah, bitch, they talking about you. I'm just not going to tell you who talking about you so you won't have your fucking feelings hurt. But if you don't get your dusty ass away from me, your motherfucking life going to turn into something horrible. You got your motherfucking nerves, bitch. You don't know who I am. Yeah, I know who you is. You the bitch with the dirty house that like to be clean and pretend when she go out. You the same bitch that'll suck a dick for a Happy Meal and a $5 blunt. I know who the fuck you is. Now, if you don't want me to get irate with your motherfucking ass, get the fuck away from me, please and thank you, stupid bitch. You know, that's just me. That's how I am. I'm not trying to be rude, but any bitch I'm not fucking, I don't feel like I'm obligated to be all nice and shit to them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my wife, I got to be nice to her. This bitch is in control of everything. Outside of her, bitch, why do I have to be nice to you if you not nice to me? And you got that shit fucked up. Niggas don't want to be gentlemen no more. No, because hoes ain't ladies. You want me to be a gentleman and you a hoe. You got a nigga at home with his feet kicked up, watching TV, dropping you off the day your car break. He can't get to you. You want me to fix that bitch? No, let that nigga catch the bus, ride a bike, catch a ride, walk, or whatever the fuck he got to do to get to you, because homie ain't about to do it. Man, you ain't shit as a man. No, I'm a good-ass man to my girl and bitches that need help. But if you talking to me every day about that nigga ain't shit, he ain't doing this, he ain't doing that, he need to get a job. Bitch, he done drop you off late to work. He picking you up late at work. You fussing to these bitches about him. You're outside fussing with him on the phone why you're not answering your phone. He ain't got nothing to do all day, but you gonna call me and ask me to change your fucking tire? Bitch, you got me fucked up. You know what? This is what I'm gonna do for you. Give me your old man number. I'm gonna call him and tell him, hey, your girl stuck out here. You need a ride to come change her tire, and I'm out. If that don't help you, fuck you. And if you're mad, you're just mad. That ain't fuck that I can do for you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but that's just me. I'm not either here or there. But I am not a motherfucking gentleman. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I got a wife. I got somebody already at motherfucking home that's taking my money, telling me what to do, looking at me strange, got me going above my means. Why in the fuck would I take shit from you? And then these niggas be killing me with these cheating and shit. Man, I don't have time for that. I just said I'm married. I got a woman at home that want my money. Now I'm going to get me another bitch that want money. And this bitch going to cause problems when she can't get no money. She popping up, finding out where you live at. If the bitch you got at home is a detective, what make you think your side bitch won't be a detective? And me, myself, I don't have time to be explaining myself to two bitches. She gonna get mad about your wife and other bitches that ain't got nothing to do with you. Why you ain't call me, bitch? You know why I ain't call you. I'm at home with my fucking family. Oh, no, man. I don't have time for all that. And then they come to older niggas like me like we tricks. No, bitch. Oh, no. You got me fucked up. Your nigga at home chilling. But you want me to buy you cigarettes and keep your hair and shit done. Man, no. I want the pussy like he going. Free. Give me the pussy free of charge. I'm already paying for pussy. Why would I go pay for more pussy? Then y'all want expensive shit from me and this nigga. You buying him cigarettes and weed. You got me fucked up, man. No. Y'all got the game all twisted. Oh, you want this young shit? No, I got some shit at home that I done been paying for the last 20-something years. I'm still not finished paying for that shit. And you think I'm going to pick up another note on some shit that might break down? Y'all got all this expensive shit on y'all that ain't even y'all. It's all attachments. I don't want a bitch with attachments. Your attachment break, I got to get it fixed. No, I don't want attachments. Let me get a bitch that's fully stocked already that comes standard. Everything comes standard in this bitch already. I don't want to have to pay extra for nothing that I got to keep the maintenance up on. And some of you motherfuckers, once all that attachments fall off, you realize you a fucking Pinto. Who in the fuck want a Pinto? You was dressed like a Porsche. Now, all of a sudden, all the facade and fell off your ass. You look like a fucking Pinto. And the people that don't know what a Pinto is, please go look up Pinto. Then you would understand what a Pinto is. All these Porsches and Mercedes riding around this motherfucker. And you bitches are built like Volkswagen hatchback rabbits and shit. Ford Model Ts. Man, y'all killing me with the motherfucking spandex. Please leave the yoga pants at home. Bitch, you 600 pounds. There's no way in the world you're doing yoga. You're not even eating yogurt. I know fucking well you're not doing nothing in them pants. Do not put them on. They do not contour the shape of your body. Whatever mirror you're looking at, whatever friend you have, stop them from being your friend. Tell them they've been lying to you for the longest and you don't appreciate that. Please. Because you big bitches are killing me. You scare me. You're giving me all the... And don't get me wrong. They got a lot of big, pretty females. Just stay in your lane, big ladies. Ain't nobody... Ain't nothing wrong with a big girl. Don't get me wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with a big girl. Give me a minute. Let me light my weed. Like I said, ain't nothing wrong with a big girl. I know a lot of people that like big girls, so I don't want to offend big girls. But just stay in your lane when it comes down to clothes. Certain shit y'all not supposed to wear, man. If you know you don't have no ass, and I mean not the ones that just got the flat, but I'm talking about the ass that sucked in, that look like a rotten pear, that's all shriveled up, looking all bad, and they got spandex on and them the captures and memes and shit on motherfucking Facebook. If you know your ass have a potential to be a meme, don't put it on. Before you get up and walk out your door, look in the mirror and say, do I feel like being a meme today? Do I want a capture over my picture? Because, bitch, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be floating around on somebody's Facebook page. And I'm just here to tell you, if you love yourself, big girls, if you got friends that love you, tell them to put you on meme alert. You know what I'm saying? Because they just horrifying the way they doing big girls. Man, they fucking all over big girls out here. They don't stand a chance. You know what I'm saying? Look, I was watching Facebook the other day. They had a nigga, big girl, you know, she a little hefty, you know what I'm saying? She dropped her purse. Nigga run behind her trying to give her shit. I got an old man. I got an old man. Nigga done went in her purse, got the $20. Put some gas in this shit. He ain't just getting no regular gas. Nigga got the high shit. Nigga got the 93. You know what I'm saying? She come back. He put the bitch on the back of the car. Pumped his gas. She grabbed. You stole my purse. No, he was trying to call your bitch ass. But yeah, he did tell the gas was on you, bitch. But that's the type of shit I'm talking about. That right there. Bitch was too busy trying to shun a nigga off. And the nigga was trying to do a good deed. And you ain't all that good looking. Your motherfucking self, bitch. You ain't that cute for a nigga to be keep on calling you to tell you some shit. Nigga trying to do a good deed for your big ass. And what you do? Turn into a meme on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? You dumb motherfucker. Stay in your lane. Just like you other hoes out here calling yourself wanting to be dime pieces. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm fine. Nigga gonna have to pay for this. If he want this, he gonna have... Man, the nigga at home ain't doing all that. Your nigga at home asking me for cigarettes. Your nigga at home out there in the club with his nigga. He done brought one drink. Ain't never brought another motherfucking drink. And you telling me I gotta pay for it? Bitch, your pussy ain't shit. What the fuck am I paying for it for? And the nigga you got ain't paying for it. Because I got change. This is how I keep my change. By not making dumbass investments. Bitch, you is not a good investment. What the fuck I look like fucking with you? And your nigga can't do nothing for you, neither him. And you want to be all glamorous and shit on me. Bitch, you don't get them $2-ass fucking eyelashes out my face. Them lead press-on, devil press-on nails, and your borrowed-ass hair you done brought from somebody. You know what I'm saying? You don't get your $7 outfit wearing ass out my motherfucking face acting like you the shit, bitch, and you ain't shit. I'm too good for you anyway. No, I'm glad you feel that way, baby. This is what I want you to do. Keep on feeling like you too good for me. And I'm going to feel like I'm too good for you. And we going to stay the fuck out of each other's way. Because looking at me and looking at you and judging me, if you had it good at home, you wouldn't be asking me for shit. I got it good at home, so I'm turning you down, bitch. I ain't mad at my girl. I ain't trying to bring her no AIDS, no syphilis, no super gonorrhea. I'm not trying to bring her none of that shit. So I don't want nothing none of you bitches got. So even though you think you looking all fine and shit, see that? That right there, that looking fine. Give me a minute, let me pause for a word from our sponsor. My kids, man. My kids are something else. They got this show I be watching. It's called Blackish. Shit be killing me, you know what I'm saying? You know, the dad and them grew up, you know, a poor neighborhood, went to a good school, got a chance to do something with his life, get the kids out the ghetto. And I kind of feel the same way, you know what I'm saying? I done grew up in the streets of New Orleans doing my thing, running around. And I grew, raised my kids in a suburb neighborhood around, surrounded by white people. And I be seeing some of the similarities. Like my son, you know, I look at him and I see he black, but shit, deep down inside, I think that nigga think he white. That nigga like all white people shit, man. That nigga do all the white people shit. That nigga, man, look, you know what? He like one of these niggas, you tell him something about black people, he won't know his heritage, but he also won't know why the fuck we gotta be racist. I'm not racist, though. Don't get me wrong, I am not racist. But there's a lot of white people that I don't like. And he don't understand that, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, just because Donald Trump got different views than us, that don't mean you ain't got to like the nigga, man, because he white. No, that's where I'm trying to tell you, I'm not racist. Donald Trump ain't white, he orange. So he's a color person, you know what I'm saying? Put it like that. He's earned. I don't like him because he's a person, the type of person he is. He's a fucked up ass motherfucker. He be talking bullshit about other races and shit like he's superior. And you don't even want to be white. I was looking at Gangland the other day, and they had an episode on that motherfucker about Utah. Now, I'm thinking in my head as this shit coming on, Utah. Now, this is where all the Mormons at and all the white people, they squeaky clean. And the narrator said, yeah, Utah of all places where it's predominantly white and everybody's squeaky clean. I'm like, damn, that was just in my head. And them motherfuckers really got gangs up there and going to church. They got it all fucked up. Motherfuckers all on that motherfucker talking about, man, yeah, I gangbang, but I serve the Lord too. Nigga, you are tripping. I'm killing you, let you know what's up, you know what I'm saying, let you know what's going on. That's a whole state of serial killers. It's a whole bunch of white people. Then they had nerve enough to go over to Tonga, that's the name of the place, and get some more, like, dark-skinned people. They made it with them and made a race of funny-looking white people mixed with some Tongas, and it's, you know what I'm saying, and they Mormons, and all of them gang-banging, looking alike and shit, and they just murdering motherfuckers for fun. So, no, son, I am not racist. Nah, will I ever be racist. But there is just some white people I don't like. You got a state of serial killers and bigots. Motherfuckers that want more wives than a motherfucker. Now, if you ask me, that sound a lot like Africa, where all the black men, you know, had more than one woman. You know what I'm saying? But we was able to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't money involved like talking about. We was out there, bitch, killing animals and shit. Now, I can't kill an animal now. I don't know how to kill a lion. I wasn't born in Africa to kill a lion. I was born in a state where you have one wife, and that's all you got for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you like crackers, bitch. That's what you're going to eat, crackers. And you better eat these crackers and be creative with these crackers. And that's what I do. I take my rich townhouse, whatever you want to call them, for that night or that moment, and I be creative with my crackers and I eat my crackers. Now, in Africa, we had a variety of shit. We had crackers, meat, wheat, bread. We had a feast. White people came, took us, brought us over here, but they were like, damn, these niggas had a whole bunch of holes in them houses, man. They got like 15 bitches crying behind these niggas, man. You know what? I'm going to start my own shit. White people fussing, no, no, no. If you get a bunch of bitches and he can't get a bunch of bitches, he going to be mad. And, you know, so they were like, fuck that, I'm going somewhere else. I'm going to put it on religion, but I'm going to be able to get me a bunch of bitches. And that's what they did. We got them a bunch of bitches, got a religion going, and they everything behind religion. You know what I'm saying? A nigga started that shit, John Smith, that Mormon shit, and it exploded. Got motherfuckers knocking on your door, you hiding from them and shit. They the Latter-day Christ Church, Jehovah Witness. When you hear Jehovah Witness, first thing come to your mouth is don't answer the door. Don't answer the door. I got so tired of them motherfuckers coming to my house, I started answering the door like, you know what? I don't believe in Jesus, but the devil live here. If you want to sit down and have a cup of coffee with me and the devil, you're welcome to come in. Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry for bothering you. You're having a bad day. I'll see you later. Don't want to leave me nothing or nothing else. Yeah, it's wrong, but that stopped them motherfucker from knocking on my door. Now the neighbors think I'm fucking crazy. Which, that's cool, too, because my neighbors are fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I live in a white neighborhood. Don't think they ain't got no crime in a white neighborhood. It's different crime, you know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers be up 3, 4 o'clock in the morning on the roof and shit, pruning trees because of the meth. Scaring the fuck out of me, man. I'm from the ghetto where niggas do crack and heroin. I am not from the place where you do meth and amphetamines. That shit there scares me. I be in Walmart seeing motherfuckers do dances with groceries and shit, doing all kind of little funny crazy shit. And you know what else I see? Motherfuckers ready to record some shit. Everybody got their phone out recording some shit. That be the most funniest shit in the world. Like the other day, I was in a fucking club. Now I'm walking off in the club. I'm off in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? I don't go out much, so I hit the club, you know what I'm saying? I'm with my peoples. We in that bitch turning up, and I'm looking around. I'm like, man, these niggas here look suspicious. These niggas standing all against the wall, looking like they ready to do something and shit. So I'm like getting my guard up and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, these niggas ready for some shit to pop off. But which them niggas was ready for some shit to pop off. But it was just anything, because them niggas had their phones in their hand. They looking like they ready to point a nigga. They ready to record. These niggas, some shit went off. I seen about 30 phones coming out. All these niggas that were looking like they were ready to fight was ready to record. Them niggas went to hitting their record buttons, and they was all around the fight, and I hear them commentating and shit. I'm like, man, this bitch is full of Facebook junkies and stupid-ass motherfucker, the club ain't what it used to be no more. I'm not scared of getting shot. I'm getting scared of being a fucking meme on Facebook. A whole video document on Worldstar. That's everybody's shit. I'm going on Worldstar. I'm going to put this shit on Worldstar. You know what? I'm going to stay the fuck about the street. I'm going to stay off of Worldstar. And I'm going to enjoy my life. What I ain't going to do is be a statistic in the street from a whole bunch of motherfuckers. Can't shoot. You run this bitch talking about all kind of Billy badass shit. What you gonna do, a nigga? Get out the car and shoot and miss everything and don't hit shit. And when you do hit shit, it's innocent bystanders. You're running on the run. Now you're scared to go to jail, but you a dog. I'm a beast. Anybody a beast with a gun in their hand, you're sagging your pants on the streets. You sag your pants in jail, you're gonna be washing drawers. I tried to tell you. You didn't want to listen to me. Y'all some young, dumb motherfuckers. You never fought nobody. You ain't got no hands. You're going to get in jail, and this is how it's going to go. Fresh meat. Who's fresh meat, nigga? You better get the fuck up, nigga. I'm about my shit. You don't know who you fucking with. Boop, 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 boop. Nigga, give me them motherfucking chips. Here, man. Here, take the chips, man. Hey, nigga. Give me a cigarette. Here, man. You have a cigarette? Hey, nigga, that fucking cornbread. My back itching, nigga. Come scratch my back. Man, I ain't scratch. Bitch, I say come scratch my back. Come scratch your back, man. I got you, man. Nigga, I'm cold. Lay down. Man, I don't feel cold. I don't give a fuck. Lay down. I'm gonna lay down. Nigga, I'm hard. Remember you had your pants sagging, nigga? Yeah, nigga, I'm hard. No, nigga, I'm hard. I'm hard, nigga. Put this in that hole. And you better not cry. I'ma holler at y'all later, man. Enjoy.